Fiat. June 26, 1938. The human will, united to the divine will, can also do prodigies. But without the divine will, it is like a poor cripple. One who lives of divine will acquires the conquering act. I'm always in the arms of the divine volition. Its light puts to flight for me the night of my will. Its beauty enraptures me. Its love chains me in such a way that I cannot find a way to get out from within its womb of light. But I don't know why. I was concerned and afraid of my will. My dear Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My blessed daughter, the human will, together with my will, can do prodigies too. However, without my will, it is like a poor cripple who cannot even help herself. Without my will, it remains like a disciple without his master. Poor one. Without his master, he will remain always ignorant, with neither science nor art, incapable of earning even a piece of bread for living. The human will without mine is like a person with legs but no feet, arms without hands, mouth without tongue, eyes without pupils, head without reason. Poor creature, what an abyss of miseries she finds herself in. One would say it would be better had she never been born. So the most terrifying and frightening thing for her should be not living united with my will. All the misfortunes swoop down on her. But if she is united with my will, inside of it, she will have her master at her disposal, who will teach her the highest and most difficult sciences, the most beautiful art. So much has to become a portent of science on earth and in heaven. The human will united with mine will have human legs and divine feet, which will make it run on the way of good without ever tiring. It will have human arms and divine motion, with the ability to do the greatest works, which make it resemble its creator. With our divine motion, it will embrace eternity. It will keep us always courted and clasped to its heart. United with our will, the human will have a human mouth, but word and voice will be divine. And oh, how well will we speak of our Supreme Being. In sum, it will have our eyes, pupil, so that in looking at all created things, it will recognize in them our life, our love, and the way to love us. United to our will, it will have divine reason. It will feel a sort of infused knowledge, which will form the ordered man, fully in the order of his creator. Everything will turn into good. Even more, there is no good he will not possess if he lives in our will. Our will means the true failure of all evils, of all misfortunes. And it calls back to life every good because it possesses the source of it. Moreover, for the creature who lives in our will, each motion, breath, heartbeat, and anything she may do are continuous conquests that she makes, and divine conquests. I can say that by living in my will, she breathes with my breathing, moves with my motion, beats with my eternal heartbeat. Hence, she acquires the conquering act in all of her acts. And this is given to her with justice and with exuberant love, because by living in our will, no longer giving life to her will, by right, she would have to be in the celestial regions to delight and enjoy our will bare of happiness. Now, in order to live in our will on earth, the poor daughter deprives herself of the joys of heaven. This is the most heroic act, the most intense love, by which all heaven, our divinity, and the sovereign queen of heaven remain wounded. And we admire the heroism of this creature. Oh, how much we all love her. And our love, which never lets itself be surpassed by anyone, grants the conquering and divine act to each of her breaths, to her every little motion. If she thinks, if she looks, if she speaks, the conquests are innumerable. We feel that it is not the creature who breathes and moves, but it is us. And we give the value that our breath and motion contains, which has all possible and imaginable values. So, she is the conqueror of our life and acts. This happy creature, with her conquering act, becomes our continuous outpouring of love, our very happiness, our rest. And her conquests are continuous signatures on our decree for the coming of the kingdom of our will upon earth. These conquests shorten the time, more so since our operating life is not a stranger on earth anymore, but already exists, having formed its kingdom in this fortunate creature. Therefore, be attentive. Never stop. And I will take everything into account, even your breath, to love you more, and to let you make many conquests, one more beautiful than the other. And then he added, my daughter, as the creature donates her will to me, in order to live in mine, I too give her my will as gift. But do you know what my will does before donating itself? It pours over the act of the creature, embellishes it, forms the daylight, sanctifies it, puts its divine joys in it, and then encloses itself inside the act of the creature. As my fiat operates in this act, all created things receive new life, a new creation. They feel renewed in the beauty, in the love, in the joy of their Creator. And as it fulfills its divine act, the act remains as property of the creature, and all are there waiting to see what the creature is going to do with this act, because it is an act that encloses everything, and all feel enclosed inside of it. Now, what does the happy creature do? She enjoys it. She kisses it, embraces it, and knowing that an act so great cannot be for herself alone, in her emphasis of love and joy, she says, adorable will, you gave divine will to me, and divine will do I give back to you, to render back to you the appreciation, thanksgiving, glory, joy, and love that you gave me. I am incapable of containing it. Therefore, this act runs to all, sanctifies, embellishes, gives happiness and love to all. This is the most beautiful act the creature can give me. No one can equal this act, that is, to give my will in order to receive it and give it back again.